Our film critic John Powers has a review of Steven Spielberg's new film Minority Report, starring Tom Cruise. It's set in the future and is based on a short story by the science fiction writer Philip K. Dick.
The late novelist Philip K. Dick once remarked, "You'd have to kill me and prop me up in the seat of my car with a smile painted on my face to get me to go near Hollywood." I wonder how he'd feel about the new thriller Minority Report, which turns one of his short stories into an extravagantly imagined action film that Steven Spielberg's best and most enjoyable work in years. Although the movie's PR blitz keeps bombarding us with stories about Tom Cruise, whose 40th birthday is being greeted as some sort of cultural watershed, the real story here is the pairing of Spielberg and Dick. For if any two artists embody the archetypal oppositions of our culture, fame versus neglect, riches versus poverty, sunny professionalism versus lunar inspiration, it's the greatest corporate artist who ever lived, and the reigning cult novelist of the last 50 years. Minority Report is set in the Washington, D.C. of 2054, where there hasn't been a murder for years. You see, there's a department of pre-crime, a branch of the police that arrests people for crimes that they haven't yet committed, but that three psychic mutants have determined they're going to. The department's top officer is John Anderton, that's Cruise, who believes in the system run by his boss, played by Max von Sydow, and defends it against a Justice Department upstart who seems to think it's immoral. But Anderton loses his own faith when the psychics suddenly announce that he's going to commit a murder, that he's going to gun down a man he's never even heard of. Suddenly running for his life, he scours the city for proof that the pre-crime machinery isn't infallible. Here, Anderton talks to the man in charge of a huge lab-like prison where convicted pre-criminals are kept in gigantic test-tube-like containers.
I forgot there were so many.
And to think, they'd all be out there killing people if it wasn't for you. Look at them. Look at how peaceful they all seem. But on the inside, busy, busy, busy. Okie pokey. Now that is one bad man.
Okay. So you want just the female prevision?
That's right.
I can't let you take that out of here, Chief. It's against the rules.
Anything else going on in here that's against the rules? Careful, Chief. You dig up the past, all you get is dirty.
Starting from a superb script by Scott Frank, Minority Report does a terrific job of plunging us into an alternate reality. Spielberg has been around for so long that it's easy to take his huge talent for granted. But here it's everywhere to be seen, in the film's pervasive feeling of dread, in its dollops of offbeat humor, and in its inventive action set pieces. There's a classic that takes place in a car factory. He conjures up a baleful future in which cars roar along vertical freeways attached to high-rises, and beneath the city's glossy surface, an underworld sells black market eyeballs that allow you to avoid ID scanners. Spielberg became the most successful filmmaker of all time through his brilliance at making things vivid. But his artistic limitation is a conventional mind, which may be why he's drawn to Dick, who had a mind so unconventional that it nearly did him in. Churning out cheapy paperbacks and gobbling speed like M&Ms, Dick had a brain bursting with ideas about God, the elusive nature of reality, and the self as the ultimate mirage. If he'd written The Bourne Identity, its poor hero would have never found out who he really is. One of Minority Report's perverse pleasures is its bleak portrait of a future that looks like an eerie extension of present-day America in its domination by corporations, its inescapable invasions of privacy, and most urgently, its idea of a squad of pre-crime fighters devoted to arresting criminals before they've actually done anything. An idea not without its resonance now that we're fighting a war on terror. Still, for all of Minority Report's virtues, you can feel the conflict between the cult novelist's subversive interiority and the Hollywood director's desire for spectacle. Where Dick's work crackles with paranoia and a desire for freedom, Spielberg is ultimately more excited about showing off his futuristic world. The holograms that have replaced home movies, the mechanical spiders that scan eyeballs during ID checks. He finds this stuff cool. In the world, according to Dick, people struggle to transcend shadowy forces they can't ever really escape. In Spielberg's world, they can and do escape. The film's last 20 minutes are a letdown because they soften things and make them routine. They transform a visionary thriller into a whodunit, whose happy ending comes complete with a beaming pregnant woman. While Spielberg here is being true to his sensibility, the ending reminds us that what gives this movie its sting is Dick's dark vision. Minority Report is undeniably more fun than the original story, for Spielberg will always report to the majority. But Dick's minority reports have the authority of a lonely human voice crying out in our high-tech wilderness. We live in his world now.
John Powers is executive editor and media columnist for LA Weekly.